Behold, the bridegroom cometh. Go ye out to meet him. Now is the time to trim your lamps and get ready for the coming of the Lord.
Friends, the Lord is coming soon. Are you ready? Join us now for the Midnight Cry broadcast.
I know there's one thought in here that really surprised me, and I'll go ahead and share it as we go. I'll back up to verse 4. Rejoice in the Lord always. Now bear in mind, he's writing to believers here. Rejoice in the Lord always. I will say it again, rejoice. Obviously, he felt the need because we don't always do this naturally, but it's a choice we have to make. Let your gentleness be evident to all. The Lord is near. And of course, here's the verse, the verses that really are the heart of it. Do not be anxious about anything, but in every situation, by prayer and petition, with thanksgiving, present your requests to God, and the peace of God, which transcends all understanding, will guard your hearts and your minds in Christ Jesus. Now, anybody who's been here any length of time can quote that verse, pretty much. And we all agree with it. It's something that we say, oh yeah, that's wonderful, praise God, isn't that? But how many of us live that on a moment-to-moment basis? We carry the burdens of life in so many forms. And stress is another way to put the same thing, anxiety. We think of it as fear, but everything that comes to us, whether it arises from an unfulfilled desire on the inside or whether it is something that is imposed upon us, whether it's a burden that we carry from the past, everything in the world is designed naturally to place a burden upon us. And guess who knows that? The devil knows that. And he makes it his business to pile on the load on every one of us who don't get this and do not understand this. The people of the world don't. I remember reading at some point early in the virus, this virus pandemic, where there was one place in the world where they were having more deaths from suicide than they were from the virus. Folks, this world is feeling the heat. They're afraid of what's coming. They're afraid of what might happen, what is happening. And you know, my God, the God understands. He knows the situation here. He is allowing things to unfold as they are, and it is serving his purpose. But he never intended for his children just to live here and carry the burdens of life. We carry the simplest things. You know, how many times have you heard somebody say or said yourself, if somebody asks me to do one more thing, I'm going to scream. You know, if God could help us to learn how to carry our burdens, or more importantly, how to hand them off. That's the problem. We don't hand them off. I mean, I hate to bring up this stupid example, but every time I think about this, I think of Dick Van Dyke. He is a great comic actor, and he was real good with physical comedy. And one of the things that he was really good at, there was something he was supposed to put down, and he would put it down, and then he would walk off in perfect harmony or perfect, and somehow without breaking a beat, he would reach back and grab it and just take it back. But that's what we do. We bring our burdens to the Lord, but we don't leave them there. How many of you have heard the old song? Take your burden to the Lord and leave it there. That's what we don't do. We think we've got to carry it. It's my responsibility. I made this mess. I've got to fix it. On and on it goes. And God wants us to live. The ideal life is the one we see in Jesus. Every burden that he carried was immediately entrusted into his Father's hands. All he had to do, there was one thing he had to do. What's next, Lord? I'm not carrying any other burden than just doing what I'm doing. And not only that, I have your strength to help me to do it. I can have peace in the midst of this. How many of you need this? Yeah. I do. I sense it. I'm not, that's not my nature at all, and I'm sure it isn't yours. By nature, I'm a very anxious person, and I'm, you know, this should be this way, and that should be that way, and God help us. That's not my job. It's not my job to fix people. It's not my job to keep conflict going. It's not my job to feel the burden of all the stuff I got to do and then somehow muster what it takes. And we just don't believe God. We don't give Him what we've, the problems. I'll go ahead and put this in at this point. I know this is real. You know, we sing a song. There is a calm, there is a peace. A day of rest where strife has ceased. A life in Christ where all is still. No more my own, but just His will. A life in Christ is all I need. By rivers, by something, where His Spirit leads. How many times have we sung that? And how, to what degree do we actually believe that and experience it? But I did have an experience. I probably mentioned this a time or two, and I won't go into all the details, but the summer that I graduated from college, I got a job with the New York Bible Society. And my job was to man a literature booth, I guess you could call it. I had somebody else who helped me do it. But we were at Coney Island. How many of you know where Coney Island is? It's New York's main beach, basically. At the other end, it's a seaside of Brooklyn, and all the subways come in there. Huge station. That's where they have the, what is that crazy? Hot dog place. Yeah, that's it. That's there. You come out of the station, there's a hot dog place, and you walk down to the boardwalk and all the amusements and the beach. Anyway, they had rented a little booth, I guess you could call it. It didn't even have a back door. They almost had a riot down there one time. I was wishing we had one. But anyway, be that as it may, that was going to be my job. And basically, we were handing out scripture portions and trying to engage people in conversation and witness. That was the general idea. And right before that happened, I went to that church in Brooklyn that we often went to on Sunday evenings, and I just had a burden in my heart. Lord, I don't want this just to be a job. I want You to use me. And the Lord gave me a very special word that night that was an encouragement that He'd heard my prayer. And the experience I had was not one of icicles running up and down my spine and exhilaration, and it wasn't a high kind of thing, but it was a deep peace. I think more so than I've ever experienced in any other point in my life. I just felt absolute in a bubble of peace. It was like the world was there, but I wasn't feeling it. It just almost separated. Something was separating me. I mean, isn't that what this describes? There's a guard, there's a peace you can't understand, and there's something guarding you. The Lord allowed me to taste the fact that that is real. And, so Monday morning I went into the office there someplace in Midtown Manhattan, and we were getting started. They weren't set up yet, so we had some running around to do. And one of those days, we had to go and pick up a piece of furniture. It must have been a display case of some kind that had been refinished, and it was in a shop way down in Lower Manhattan. And it just happened to be next door to the famous Bowery Street Mission, where I had the privilege of preaching one time, actually. But anyway, when I got there, we encountered somebody that I had met, and this was a religious zealot. He was one of these guys who walked around witnessing, buttonholing everybody. And he had scripture portions on his cap and on his shirt. And he was going to get everybody saved. I put him in the Lord's hands. I'd hope he knew the Lord, and it was just a lot of ignorance. But, I mean, it was a lot of human effort and zeal. And when we got there, he was arguing with one of the guys who would normally have been in the mission. There was a real argument going on there. And, you know, I meant to say this before I got to that, was that you could imagine that feeling this sense of peace like this bubble of peace you're in. It's almost like hiding away from the world. I don't even have to engage it. I'm just so isolated and separated. Isn't life wonderful? But you know, the peace that God longs to give us is not like that. Jesus didn't go hide and say, I've got this glorious, private, peaceful relationship with God. I don't have to bother with anybody. And what happened was the Lord enabled me. I had known this guy. You know, I had been working with a group that we witnessed on the streets of Brooklyn, not quite the way he did, but, and I had run into him before. Now we're over in Manhattan. And there he was arguing, and somehow the Lord gave me the grace to step in between them and just bring peace. Just end the argument and end it on good terms, and everybody was quieted down, and even my supervisor looked at me. I can't take any credit. But do you know something? If we can have what the Lord is talking about here, it's not that we don't do stuff. It's that when we do it, we're free from the burdens that we carry. There's only one thing we have to worry about. It's not worrying. And that's to do the thing that comes to hand. But even there, it's not us doing it. It's the Lord doing it through us. But think what it's like when we run into those kind of situations and we're carrying our own burden still. We've never let go. I'm carrying all the burdens that life dishes out. And now I'm running into this thing. I'm going to get my feelings involved, usually. I'm going to get upset with them, and I'm going to jump in, and now it's going to be a three-way argument. And that's going to solve everything, right? Because I'm right. That's human nature. And we all do it. And God longs to just so take us into another realm, a different relationship with Him, where the only thing that I'm concerned about is the activity, the thing of the moment. And even there, I am looking to God, and there's a rest. I can do the thing that I have to do, but there's a rest on the inside as I do it. How many of you have ever tasted that? The Lord allowed me to taste that, and it's real. I wish I could say it went on that way. It kind of, a little bit less every day over time. Next thing you know, I was back to where I had been. But yet, I had that experience that I know it was real. I was tasting just a little of that at the beginning of the week. I know in my heart this is what God wants for every single one of us. You have burdens that you carry, the responsibilities that are heaped upon you, the expectations. You carry the burdens of stuff that we said so many times that have happened to you in the past, and you're still there. And it's buried down there, and you think the way to deal with it is just to bury it deeper and pretend it's not there, and you just, life goes on. That doesn't ever work. God wants to heal every one of us down to the very depths of our being.
The message you have heard is part of a regular church service recorded as it was being ministered. CD and DVD copies of this service in its entirety are available. To assist with postage and processing costs, an offering of $5 is suggested for CDs and $10 for DVDs. Please identify the station over which you have heard this broadcast and provide the broadcast date when ordering. You may also receive our quarterly publication, The Midnight Cry Messenger, which is mailed out free and postage paid to all who request it. Our mailing address is Midnight Cry Ministries, Post Office Box 685, Southern Pines, North Carolina 28388. Or you may choose to visit us on the World Wide Web at www.midnightcry.org.
And now, may God richly bless you until our next broadcast.